reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We're going to devote this entire hour to a discussion with four of the brightest people in the world and four of the most successful people in the world in our particular industry. Bob Moriarty, 321 Gold, Dan Oliver. Actually, Dan Oliver is a colleague of sorts of Jay Taylor. You're back in Manhattan. I didn't realize that, Dan. But you put together meetings, if I'm not mistaken, on a regular basis in the economic financial community, and I know Jay goes to all of those. Also, you are a successful money manager. You're an attorney. You went after law school. You went and got an MBA. And I got to tell you, man, I got a lot of time for people like yourself. Rick Ackerman, Rick's Picks, probably one of the best technicians who I know, and our friend Gary Savage. Took some time away from mountain climbing today to help us out on this program. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining Corey and myself. Okay, Gary, you and I were talking earlier on Friday during a daily editorial about how I could make no sense whatsoever out of what was going on in the gold market. Very, very strong on Thursday, very, very strong on Friday. The only reason that I could see behind that, after looking at all of the various numbers coming in, financial numbers from all over the world, was I thought maybe there was something going on in China based on the fact that the two major exchanges over there, Shenzhen and Hong Kong, were the only exchanges that were down yesterday, Friday. Bob, what the hell is going on in the gold market right now? Why is it this strong?
Well, here's what we need to do, Al. I mean, we need to repost the last five recordings that I've done with you. I've been adamant since midsummer that we were bottoming. I wrote an article at the 1st of December. We did a couple of interviews then. I said it was a bottom. Now, I'm going to read something to you that I got yesterday from the McClelland Market Report, and I think it's very accurate. He says the basing structure of the entire month of December gave all of the weak speculators a chance to abandon their gold and silver into the strong hands that will enjoy this part of the new uptrend. I mean, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we had the Wall Street Journal trashing Eric Sprott. We had CNBC trashing Frank Holmes, and I said they're ringing a bell. They rang the bell, we're basing, and now we're moving up.
We have actually seen quite a nice base building here, Bob, something that we have chatted about for a while, and coming in, just starting off January, we've seen gold and silver continue to move higher, which has been, I think, very positive. But one thing that I find curious is the U.S. dollar is also moving higher. Dan, I wanted to ask you, it's not usually something we see, these two moving in tandem. What do you think is happening in this respect?
Well, let me go back to gold first, because I think the bottom in gold is actually a little more simple, a little more nefarious than most people think. And that is, you know, there are a lot of derivative contracts and a lot of hedging contracts that miners have that price on the last fix of the quarter. And so if you look at the last trading day of 2013, we saw a big spike down to 1182 for those contracts get fixed at that level. And then within minutes, it was up $30. And actually, this exact same thing happened at the end of the second quarter. If you look back in June, the bottom there was 1179. And it happened precisely at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is the p.m. London fix. And so I think you've got a lot of manipulation of banks pushing the price around for their own benefit. And especially at the end of the year, don't forget all the hedge funds that are short gold, you know, their bonuses are based on their yearly performance. And so the last day of the year, they're going to push the prices around to make sure NAVs get higher. And so I think what we're seeing is all those funds that are massively short, which is apparent in the COT reports, are all covering. So I think that's where the immediate strength is coming from. And then as gold goes higher, which is massively below its equilibrium price, I think it may develop some momentum and go even higher still. But I'll just briefly address the question you asked me about the dollar and gold. And don't forget that, you know, when rates go up, which is what's happening, it puts a lot of pressure on emerging markets, because a lot of emerging market companies in emerging markets have dollar debt. And so when rates go up, it makes it harder for them to pay their debts in dollar terms. So you see a lot of foreign currencies weakening, and it sends the dollar up. But also, you know, higher rates also degrade the assets in the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. And so a liability, which is all the dollar is of the Federal Reserve, it can't be worth more than the assets backing it. So I think that's why you're seeing this phenomenon. I expect it to continue in 2014.
Rick, you've been a little bit more pessimistic than that of late. What are your thoughts?
Well, I leave it to your other panelists to try to make sense of it all. I don't. It's sometimes a little too complicated. Looking at the charts, you'll know that we've talked about some targets well below current levels. I can see gold as low as 855 in the year ahead. And best case, really, I see another 100 points of downside to 1139 on the February contract. Gold could rally 130 bucks to 1363, and that would definitely turn things around from my technical standpoint. But Bob mentioned something interesting, this idea about bells ringing. And a bell rang for me yesterday with a Fox story that basically said, well, you know, gold had a really nice rally yesterday, but who cares? And, you know, they said that investors are just kind of lethargic. They're not really motivated when they see gold rising anymore. And I have to say that at the psychological and gut level, this is something we all have to pay attention to, because it's really true that a lot of long-term gold investors are despairing at this point, and that would be exactly what you would expect at a good bottom. So although I usually set my technical benchmarks according to the larger charts, I'm willing to look at this point at the lesser charts, the hourlies and the intradays, for signs that maybe this is a turnaround. And if that's true, we should see these little ABCD rally patterns at least reach their D targets, and also each new upthrust in gold should be able to take out at least one prior high on the hourly chart. So let's just say I'm open-minded right now about the rally that we've seen this week in gold, and I'll know more as it proceeds.
And I appreciate your open-mindedness. I think of the three people on this particular, the four people, I guess I should say, not counting Corey and I, who are involved in this conversation. I'm hearing a little more pessimism from you, though. Rick, 850, 900, 950, the numbers that Rick is throwing out, and I'm not discounting them, by the way, not even by a long shot, but to me they seem perhaps a little dramatic towards the downside. Do you agree with me?
Well, if you look at a weekly chart of COMEX gold, it's not so far-fetched at all. In fact, you know, you see a pretty steep downtrend over the last couple of years, alleviated only by this nice rally that we've had since June 28th. So we've more than retraced that. The low that we've had coming down from the high that was made in, I guess it was September, has exceeded that June 28th bottom. So that's significant, and I really need to see evidence that bulls are capable of reversing this slide, pushing above some prior peaks. But in the context, the visual context of this two-year-plus bear market, a slide to the target we have talked about, 1,028, it doesn't really look out of place when you imagine it on the weekly chart.
Rick, you know, I'm looking at the gold market a little bit more positively than you right now, just because I think we have seen some signs of strength, and the fundamentals, as we've been chatting, are pointing to higher and stronger precious metals prices. It's one thing that I guess we're just going to need to wait and see as we move forward, but there is no denying that we have seen some positive price moves, at least initially here in 2014. We will be right back with you. We got to take a quick commercial break, but we will continue this roundtable discussion right after these commercials.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we're going to devote this short segment, we've only got about 8 minutes and 15 seconds here, to not really what I would call macro issues. We're going to talk specifically about the resource sector in deference to a lot of the folks who come on our site, on our forum, and feel that the resource sector, vis-a-vis the junior mining stocks, are just simply going to come back in spades and already are beginning to come back in spades. Price-wise, I don't see them coming back in spades, Bob. I see a little bit of upward movement in my portfolio, but it certainly isn't anything dramatic. You know, you deal with these companies on a daily basis. What's your opinion?
Yeah, we're going to see a big reaction. Let me give you an example. Do you have any idea what the greatest time in history to invest in the Dow was?
Well, depending on your time frame, I'd have to say probably the Depression.
It was, absolutely. Between July of 1932 and June of 1933, the Dow was up 150%. Now, strange enough, it's done exactly the same thing since 2008, early 2009, March 2009. It's up 150%. Now, there's a rule that says that anything that goes down 85 to 90% will tend to go up 150% at a minimum, just in reaction. Now, the gold shares still have value. There are tons of gold stocks that have great deposits that are good deposits, even at $1,200 gold. I've seen some stocks up 25% in the last week. I have written article after article after article about a number of gold stocks that I think have 5-bagger, 10-bagger potential. Gold, it's not going to go away. The economic situation is worse now than it was a year ago or 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Gold stocks have been hammered, but they are the least ugly girl at the dance.
Dan, if we all agree that gold will be going up and that we see an appreciation here in the resource sector, what stocks are you playing? Or is it mid-tier, large cap, or the juniors?
Well, you know, if you have a view that a price is going to move, obviously the most operationally levered company is the one you want to own. That's the one with the most marginal deposit or the highest cost. I mean, most professional investors avoid those because they're the riskiest, which of course they are. When prices go down, you lose the most money. But conversely, when prices go up, you make the most. So, you know, to my view, a small investment in some of these marginal companies that have been, down 90% is a very efficient way to gain access to gold, because you can only lose the money you put up. And if gold tanks, you just go to zero. But if gold rises 50, 100%, these things are going to go up 10, 20 times. And that's how you capture, to me, the insurance value these companies offer. When you buy insurance, fire insurance on your house, you hope you lose the whole thing, because it means your house didn't burn down. But if your house burns down, it can't pay off at 3x because you're living in a box. It's got to pay off at 100x. And so if you view gold as insurance and you view the junior mining companies as a way to access that insurance, I think that's where you have to be right now.
Rick, you and I have visited an awful lot of properties of mining companies over the years, and we've seen some that were just absolutely amazingly undervalued in our mind. Some of those companies, interestingly enough, over the past couple of years folded up their tents or been taken over by other people because the market was just too bad. Are you optimistic in 2014 for the resource sector?
I would have to say that I see real value there. We go on these mining tours, and contrary to the old Mark Twain statement about, a gold mine being a hole in the ground with a liar standing at the edge, it's not a liar. It's really a CEO with a mining degree who really knows what he's sitting on and probably can't believe the way investors are valuing his assets. So we've seen some really impressive, we've taken some very impressive tours. One in particular was Ripatch. And at the time, Ripatch had a legal settlement with Coeur d'Alene in the balance. And it settled in their favor, although not as much in their favor as investors had expected. And they took the stock down. But still, a company that had been scrounging to find a couple million dollars to drill some holes now has, I think it was $30+ million in this settlement. So they're sitting on some cash, and they're really ready to go. I think they had a great engineering team that was capable of discovering deposits without the maximum expense of drilling. So I've been really impressed with these companies, and also another one, Altius, at the San Francisco show 2 years ago. Three or four of the panelists all named that one stock as a great buy, and this year they still had a good story. They've got a lot of cash, and based on royalties alone, they can pretty much cover their fixed costs. So you think, well, where can I possibly go wrong buying these stocks? So you really have to buy them. There's so much leverage to gold here that it's like, what have you got to lose on a 15-cent stock?
Well, as Dan says, you know, your downside is obviously zero. And it's, you know, you buy those stocks. I thought it was a great analogy, I thought, Dan, you know, kind of like you buy fire insurance. You're hoping that a very dramatic event occurs. In the case of the insurance, obviously it's the house totally burning down. And in the case of buying the stocks, it's that what seems too good to be true in reality is. I mean, because the upside of the mining industry in terms of the junior companies is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I can attest to that after 35 years in this business. Yeah, there's some real downside, but, you know, if you can pick them based on what I would have to say would be fundamentals, which obviously in the mining sector includes market sentiment and the direction that market sentiment is taking the resource market, you know, you can do very, very well, probably as most of us on this particular site have. Let's wrap this thing up. We've got about 2 minutes here. Bob, the four cardinal things that people need to look at when they are considering buying a mining stock. A minute and 30 seconds. You're on, bud.
Okay, that would be management first, and then management second. I think for third, you'd probably want to go with management, and fourth, maybe management.
Management is incredibly important. That's something that we have seen over the years so many times. You know, some of the companies that have failed in the past 2 year absolutely abysmal market have failed not because they haven't had a good property, but they have failed because the management was truly lacking in terms of, I'd have to be kind, just use the word general ability, but management is critical. I'll throw in a couple of other things and we're going to take a quick break, and that is you better hope that they have some money or have the ability to raise some money. And thirdly, and I know this is something, Bob, since you visit every single property of every company that you include in 321 Gold, you know, you gotta have a documented asset there. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Corey and I are gonna be right back with Bob, Gary Savage, Rick Ackerman, and Dan Alden.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing with our roundtable of experts, Bob Moriarty, 321 Gold, Gary Savage, newsletter writer Rick Ackerman, Rick's Picks, Dan Oliver. Gentlemen, we were talking about gold in the last segment, and you know we do that on every show, but I think we've kind of run the course on that particular subject for this week. But I want to get into alternative investments other than gold, obviously, that you think look either particularly good or not so good for 2014. And I'd like to start out with the U.S. dollar. Gary, your comments?
I would not be buying the dollar. On a cycle basis, the dollar should have a three-year cycle low that's coming due probably later in the fall next year. So despite the little bit of strength we've seen here in the last couple days, I don't think the dollar is going to get much traction before it rolls over and heads back down again.
Rick, we've seen the U.S. dollar trade within this range for a few years now, so I'm kind of curious to see what your technicals are saying, whether we will break up or down or just continue to tread along just above 80.
Well, the dollar looks very interesting from a technical standpoint. You know, typically we guys who are oriented in the gold world tend to look at the dollar as garbage, fundamentally worthless. But if you see it from another perspective, as a, let's say a share in USA Inc., it begins to take on a different sort of value. So it's not a big surprise that with reports that the U.S. economy is somewhat strengthening, that the dollar is strengthening as well. Again, it's a share in USA Inc. So the dollar has been in a downtrend that I track as an ABCD pattern since September. And one very interesting thing is that the bounce we've had the last couple of weeks came off the exact P midpoint, 79.65 on the dollar index. And a sign of strength or coming strength is a downtrend that reverses from this midpoint. So it needs quite a rally. It's currently trading 18.89, and I'd need to see 80.89. I'd need to see 82, let's call it 83, for the dollar to be signaling the resurgence of a bull market. But there's also something corresponding going on in the bonds. The bonds in their downtrend, meaning rates have headed higher as bond prices have gone lower, it's right at the same key midpoint of a downtrend. And I'm looking at it very closely because it's going to help me to understand the story about the economy recovering. I've never much believed it. And if the dollar, if the bonds break down here, it means interest rates are going higher. An already faltering housing market is going to collapse, and that certainly doesn't portend a picture of economic strength. If, on the other hand, the bonds are reversing in the same way that the dollar seems to be from this midpoint, what I call a hidden pivot, it could augur the opposite. So I see the dollar, though. If I had to call it one way or the other, I see some real dollar strength coming in here, and, of course, it would be a big surprise.
Dan, I got to ask you, I have another question that I wanted to ask you, but I'd like you to, I mean, do you agree or disagree with what Rick is saying? Pretty opposite opinions from Rick and Gary. What does Dan Oliver say?
Yeah, well, I guess my view is that since 2008, we've had an outbreak of central planning. And basically, you know, these fiat currencies are the playthings of central bankers and governments. And so when you're talking about currency pairs, the dollar and index, you're really taking a bet on, you know, which central planner is going to devalue fastest. And I guess I don't really know. I don't really care. If we look at the history of fiat currencies, we know they depreciate at more, you know, faster or slower rates. The Federal Reserve has managed to devalue the dollar by 98.5% since it came into business, and that's going to continue. So, you know, real prices of real things will go higher in general always, and I think only currency traders really should care about whether the euro or the dollar is strong this month or next month.
Yeah, but what about the aspect of the strength of the U.S. dollar vis-a-vis the actual strength of the U.S. economy, not the perceived strength of the U.S. economy, but the actual strength. You know, yesterday's Wall Street Journal, Friday, headline, front page, dollar strengthening because foreigners are very, very optimistic about the U.S. Basically going into a significant period of strength. I don't agree with that, Bob. Do you?
No, I don't agree with it at all. We haven't discussed Obamacare yet, but I think Obamacare is the wild card that's going to blow the U.S. economy up this year. Essentially, they've taken 22% of the U.S. economy, and they've increased the costs anywhere from 50% to 100%. In hindsight, we're going to look at this. It's the biggest tax increase in history, and that cannot be a good thing for either the dollar or the U.S. economy.
We have chatted about Obamacare a fair bit, Bob, and I agree with you. This is a huge tax on just the average citizen. But maybe my question for you, Gary, is that the Fed also has a very heavy hand in this market and is able to at least manipulate and control these major swings that could happen. Are they still going to have this power? Are they going to be able to keep the U.S. dollar floating the way it is?
Well, I think the only way they can strengthen the dollar would be if they were to start selling bonds and drain off some of the liquidity, but I don't see them doing that. So I'm going to stick with my cycles, and I believe we're going to have pretty serious decline in the dollar next year.
The thing that bothers me is something, Rick, that you brought up, and you brought it up on daily editorials, you brought it up again this week, and that is interest rates go up to any degree, and the U.S. economy is going to go down. And I would say go down to a much larger degree than interest rates going up. And the reason I say that is, you know, you look at the housing industry, you look at the automobile industry, et cetera. I mean, we whether people want to believe it or not, you know, we can prove by the numbers that the economy in the U.S. is fragile right now. And
with increasing interest rates, number one, at the risk of being very dramatic, you know, interest rates increased almost to any degree at all, and the U.S. is not going to be able to pay its debt. I mean, that's something that became apparent when the numbers came out a few years back. You know, you couple that with the impact on the consumers, and I got to tell you, all those foreigners who think we're doing so damn good right now are going to be proven wrong. Anybody want to comment on that one?
Well, that debt that the U.S. will or won't pay is kind of an abstraction. Where the rubber meets the road, literally, is in auto sales. And, you know, the oddity is that the consumer, as strapped as he is and as painful as it is just to go to the grocery store, has a much easier time of it buying a car. And the flip side of all these cars are getting bought, of course, is huge new amounts of household debt. But the fact remains, it's easier to go out there and buy a $40,000 automobile than it is to fill a basket full of groceries. So I want to come back to something Bob mentioned also. You know, he used the figure 22% for the proportion of the economy that's in healthcare. The conventional figure is 16 or 17%, but I had a feeling that was going by the wayside, and I think the numbers upward of 20 are correct. And he's right. It's a huge new tax on, I'm going to say, the middle class, but it's really a tax on everybody who's not essentially on welfare. Those are the very few beneficiaries of Obamacare. So, you know, you want to think that it's logical that this huge new tax is going to impact consumption, but I've been so wrong for so long about how much it would impact it. You know, you see companies getting so lean and mean that for every downtick in consumption, they can somehow compensate by laying people off and this and that. But the Obamacare tax, which became explicit, I believe it was today, corporate tax, is a huge new thing. And it's hard to see that not impacting the economy negatively.
It very definitely is. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to wrap up the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's ManCow for you. Hear him here, GCN.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. Corey and I are involved in a very interesting roundtable with Bob Moriarty, Gary Savage, Rick Ackerman, and Dan Oliver. You know, gentlemen, you folks all either directly or indirectly advise people as to what you think they ought to be doing to stay financially secure. Bob, I want to start out with you. 2014 could be a very, very interesting year. What basically is 321 Gold suggesting to their readers, its readers, that they should be doing in 2014?
Well, what we're trying to do is educate them. They have to decide what to do for themselves because they know financial situation the best. But my opinion is that 2014 is going to be an utter disaster. I think we've made a major, major bottom in gold, a giant bottom in gold shares and silver shares and resource shares. I think by the middle of the month or the end of January, it will be obvious that the Dow and the S&P are topping out. The resources are at record lows and bullish consensus. The Dow and the S&P is at record highs. Bond prices have doubled in the last year. That's going to affect real estate. Obamacare is a giant tax. The rubber is about to meet the road. We've got the IMF warning and saying we need to put a 10% tax on assets worldwide. We need to have government defaults. We need to have inflation. And those are all ways you get rid of debt. There's a lot of doom and gloomers. And a lot of guys have recognized over the year that things are going to get real ugly. And I think 2014 is the year it becomes obvious to everyone.
Dan, I always enjoy chatting with you and reading a lot of your posts and articles. Where do you think people should put their money in 2014?
Well, you know, as you know, I'm professionally focused on the gold markets, but though that may be, I've always considered gold as an insurance policy. It's not somewhere you want all your assets. You just want enough to protect yourself. You know, gold relative to the markets has gotten crushed over the last few years, and I think people really need to, you know, readjust their portfolios so that they maintain the level of insurance that they should have. The reality is that most people have most of their money in broader markets, in their houses, the Dow, and there's been an incredible run from 2009 to today, and I think that it really makes sense to try to hedge yourself, either through buying puts or suckling into gold or doing something to lock in those gains that you've had, because I think what all the things Bob said are true. And you know, I don't know if it'll happen in January, but I think the trends, these huge trends that we see coming are going to hit us at some point, probably this year, and people need to be prepared for that.
Rick, what are you suggesting right now?
Well, at the instinctual and the gut level, I don't think anybody's going to outbear me. You know, I see the economy is sustained by fraud, you know, yet the market has gone up and up and up and up. I have to tell you that as bearish as I am, and I wouldn't disagree with the single one of the things that in Bob's list that he ticked off about all the problems that are out there just waiting to explode, but I have a target in the Dow of 17,622. So that means before I can even think about turning bearish, we've got an 1,152-point rally to go. And it's hard for me to believe it's going to happen, but I've learned to trust my charts over my instincts. And every fiber of my instinct is screaming, you know, get out of this market. There's just too much risk. It's possible that we saw a top last week. The S&Ps hit a target that, from my perspective, had been a year in coming. So it's no mystery to me that the market's struggling with the S&Ps at 1846. It's come down. But I do expect a turn, looking very carefully for it. I'm conflicted, but I'm going with my charts that say at least somewhat higher.
Gary, you have a large following on our website and I know on your own website. What are your charts and instincts telling you for 2014?
My thought last year at this time was that stocks were about to enter the euphoria phase of this cyclical bull market. And, you know, after 12 months here, it's very clear that that's exactly what's happened. I think that euphoria phase is going to come to an end probably in the first quarter, and it may have ended, you know, on this first trading day of the new year. Personally, I would prefer to try and pick the bottom in the metals with my investment funds, because the gains as you come out of a bear market, even in the first 2 or 3 months, any bear market, those gains are gigantic. You know, I would advise people to, you know, either really tighten your stops up close on stocks or just get out. It's been a 5-year bull market. The odds of repeating 2013 and 2014 are very slim.
You know, we have a listener on our program. His name is David Collum. David is a retired econ professor at Purdue University, and he's a very, very bright man. Very bright man. Travels around the world with his wife, and he was quoted recently as saying that the last 2 years have been absolutely a disaster for him in the resource sector, but he's not giving it up. He mentioned that in the past decade that he has had roughly a 9% average return on his money, which is, you know, it's not bad. But he said he is very, very bullish about the resource sector and about one of his favorite investments, i.e. gold. Dan, I mean, that's what I'm sticking with, too, and I've lost copious amounts of money since 2011, 2012, and 2013 in that sector, but I'm not giving up, man. Doesn't sound to me like you are either.
No, I mean, look, if you look at historical gold bull markets, either in the U.S. in the 70s or even especially the Weimar Germany gold bull market, you know, the higher gold went, the more volatile it got. And it's sort of a cruel twist of markets, but the more obvious the gold trade became, the harder it was for people to hang on to it. And I think that's what we're seeing now. I mean, if you think about what was going through people's minds in 1974, it was pretty obvious what the Fed was doing, what was going to happen, and yet gold went down 50%. And I think at this correction, we're down, what, about 37%, 38%, some number like that. And so I think people just have to hang on and not worry about the chart so much, but to think about the fundamental reasons they own gold and have those reasons change. And if anything, I think the reasons have become even more compelling.
I want to throw it over, just give you guys all a chance to just kind of explain to everybody what you do and why Al and myself really refer to you guys as the experts. Bob, you first.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the term expert. I'm a guy that's got a website, and we try to educate readers, and we're trying to help them. And a lot of times we'll try to show both sides of the picture. But I'm 67, and I'm done a lot of things. I've been in gold since 1968. We're at a very scary time financially. We're just trying to give investors a little bit of an edge.
And we are at a very scary time right now. Mr. Ackerman, how about you, bud?
Well, I put out each day, Al, a daily commentary. My big picture orientation has been as a deflationist. I see a deflationary catastrophe waiting out there. And it would really start with something as simple as the banks not opening on a particular Monday morning. But against that, we have a very practical side, just using what I call the hidden pivot method and camouflage trading to allow my subscribers to work their portfolios, to establish covered rights at opportune times, but also to trade the market in the short to intermediate term. It's technically based, and I have a chat room, and we try to find real trades in real time each day.
Okay, Mr. Oliver, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I have a diverse background as an entrepreneur. I was a corporate lawyer in New York for a while, got my MBA in Europe, and then went into the commodity space down in Latin America doing private equity transactions. And I would say I was bouncing along the surface of the markets until 2008, when I really had to stop and think about what was going on. And I did a lot of my own research, a lot of my own writing, which people should do themselves, to figure out how markets work and how the economy works. And that's when I discovered Austrian economics, which I had never heard of before, the crash of 2008. So I educated myself and became interested in gold as the only asset that performs well in a post-credit bubble contraction. So I launched a fund in the gold mining space, because gold miners are where you get real leverage to that story, and gold mining as an economic endeavor has always done well in a post-bubble contraction. So that's where we are, that's where we're headed. We happen to be in an intermission in that story, but I have no doubt, given the debt levels, it will continue.
Everybody, just check out our website. We hope you all enjoyed this weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Some fantastic comments, so stick around, visit our site, and come back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.